USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top military commanders appearing before a U.S. Senate panel and answering some tough questions about the pullout of American troops from Afghanistan recently. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley saying afterwards that Defense Chief Lloyd Austin would not admit that Americans have been left behind there.
But he said that. He's under oath. And he actually said that. You know what? It's a Joe Biden talking point. I mean, Joe Biden's White House has said that, oh, we didn't actually leave Americans behind. Guess what? We're not in Afghanistan. The American civilians still are.
Some of the officials testified that they had advised the president to leave at least 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, but he chose not to do so. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki on that.
Secretary Austin specifically said, if you stayed there at a forced posture of 2,500, certainly you'd be in a fight with the Taliban and you'd have to reinforce.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden was going to be traveling to Chicago today, but CNN says he's going to stay back in D.C. to lead talks over his legislative agenda that he's still trying to get through Congress. Democrats are in ongoing negotiations about how to get a more than $3 trillion reconciliation bill through Capitol Hill, and they're also hoping to get that bipartisan infrastructure bill passed. A possible government shutdown, though, does loom, and a credit default could happen as well if lawmakers don't take action soon. More than 200 migrants are now being released from a Texas jail weeks after they were detained under that controversial border enforcement operation authorized by the Texas governor, Greg Abbott. Reports are lawyers argued the program specifically targets Mexican and Central American men. The report also says many detainees are being held for extraordinarily long periods of time. And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
A man was put to death in Texas overnight for a double murder 3 decades ago. Rick Rhodes, executed in Huntsville by lethal injection. He was convicted of killing two brothers in 1991. And he's the third inmate to be executed in Texas this year. Vaccinated people may see mild to even moderate side effects from the COVID-19 booster shot, according to the CDC. It says a study finds the vaccinated can expect the same side effects with the booster that they may have received after getting the second COVID vaccine. Symptoms most commonly reported include arm pain, fatigue, and headaches. Consumer confidence hitting a 7-month low as the Consumer Confidence Index has fallen nearly 6 points in September as analysts were expecting a slight rise over the August reading of 115.2. Now, if you don't know exactly how the scale works, that wasn't bad, but it's about which direction it's trending in. This latest edition of the survey notes consumers are appearing likely to cut back on spending for big ticket items in the next few months. And some legendary movie and TV props hitting the auction blocks as Prop Store is hosting one big massive auction that could bring in about $8 million. Freddy Krueger's razor glove from the 1987 film A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. Just one example of what's up for auction. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.